pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, Zach Robinson, welcome to the podcast. Appreciate you coming on. What have you been up to lately?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm actually out in San Diego right now, training out here with a bunch of guys. There's Chase Daniels out here, Drew Brees, AJ Feely, John Beck. There's about 8 to 10 NFL guys out here, and so it's good work. We're working out with a guy named Todd Durkin, who's a really well known trainer, and so we've been getting after it for a few weeks now.
So we talked a little bit last week, and you said you're going to LA for the 4th of July. What'd you guys have going on up there?
We were staying at the W Hotel, and so we hung out there for a couple of days. I'd never really been to LA, so we kind of just hung out there, hit the pool up, and then we came back down here back to San Diego to watch some fireworks last night. So. It was a pretty good time.
That's awesome. How were the fireworks in San Diego? Pretty cool.
Yeah, they were coming from SeaWorld puts like a big show on, and you can kind of see them from all over San Diego. So we were at the beach watching fireworks. You couldn't really complain.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. So I think that I saw on Twitter that you are going to the ESPYs. Is that correct?
I could be, yeah. I might be going. I'm still not sure if I want to go yet or not. But yeah, I have a couple tickets, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna follow through with that.
Have you ever been before?
No, dude. I've actually never been.
And that's in LA also, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's in LA. I guess next Wednesday, I think.
So, yeah.
I don't know. I gotta try to figure out see if I wanna make the trip up today, but.
Well, there's a
pretty fun, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you kind of got to take advantage of that opportunity. There's an Oklahoma State play up for play of the year. I'm sure you've obviously seen it.
Yeah, I think I saw it. Yeah, what's his name's one? Why am I blanking on his name?
Sean Lewis and Broderick Brown, the interception.
Broderick. Yeah.
Do you think that play is going to win?
You know, I'm not really sure what it's up against, but I can't picture being any other play that. I mean, it definitely is going to be up there. Obviously, it's awesome just to be nominated. But when I saw that play happen live, I was just watching it on TV, and I was like, "Dude, that is an unreal play." I mean, especially knowing Broderick. I mean, he's just a little guy, like kind of stocky, and to make an athletic play like that was unreal.
Yeah, it was kind of a once in a lifetime type deal. I think they have 16 plays that were nominated, and they were, I don't know how this happened, but they're the fifth seed out of all 16, and so
the fifth seed.
Yeah, so what happens is the fans are voting right now. They have different plays going up against each other, and they're the fifth seed going up against some MMA fighting deal. I don't know, but. I don't understand how that got dropped to the fifth seed, but
I'll have to check it out and see what else they got. But that play was unbelievable, man.
Yeah, it really was. So you're obviously working out right now. Now these workouts, they're not team sanctioned, correct?
Yeah, right. We're just out here. It's basically we're on our own, just working out. It's Drew Brees' trainer, Todd Durkin. He does a lot of guys, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of baseball guys, LaDainian Tomlinson, Sproles. So it's a good group of guys. So I've been out here just for like a couple of weeks, and I'm leaving. I'll be out here for another 2 weeks. So I'm going to do that. And then we had some like player organized workouts in Detroit that we did like a couple different times, just like a week long mini camp, two different times. And, but, yeah, it's kind of, it's tough with, you know, not being able to do coaches and have stuff, you know, completely organized, but we had some pretty good work when we were.
Yeah, well, I heard Joe Flacco the other day on the Dan Patrick Show, and he was kind of talking about how the players know just as little as everybody else. I mean, are you guys kind of in the dark about what's going to happen in the fall?
Yeah. There's stuff that you hear from, you know, whether it's your agent or, you know, a player rep or whatever. But really, I mean, the first time we find stuff out is like, you know, just like, you know, the regular public is just, you know, on SportsCenter or whatever, on Pro Football Talk here. I mean, we're basically in the dark. Everybody has their guessing game that goes on, like, oh, we could do this, it could be this, it could happen in a week. You know, it's just, it's kind of a cluster. So I've tried to just, you know, stay away from it. I keep up with it, but just, you know, just keep working and you know, when it is time to go, be ready to head up there and get things going.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so do you have a backup plan for this fall? If there's no football, are you going to do something else? Are you going to?
Oh man, I'm not thinking about that. I think we're going to be all right. I think there's going to be football, but, yeah, I don't even want to think about that if that were the case.
Okay, so
let's try to stay optimistic for right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's going to be a season. I think there's too much money at stake for there not to be at least some of a season.
Right.
But last year you got to play with, well, really a lot of kind of top-notch quarterbacks. You started out in New England, got to play with Brady a little bit, were with Seattle for a while, got to play with Hasselbeck, and then ended up with Stafford. And now obviously training a little bit with Drew Brees. What's kind of the, I guess the common thread of something that you can learn from all these guys that are kind of the best at their profession?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome to be around those guys. And, had a lot of fun when I was in New England. It was a tough decision to leave there, but I had a better opportunity. So I left there but I learned a lot from Tom. Just like, he's a really big, like, technician. I mean, we would film each other, like, throwing. There'd be a camera on us all day at practice. You obviously wouldn't know where it was, but then we'd go in and we'd watch film. We'd watch our feet. We'd watch this, your release here, your overstride. And so I learned a lot as far as, like, techniques of you know, keeping your feet under you and just little things like making a C instead of a U at the top of your – at the top when you release it. And so, I mean, there was a lot of things I learned from him. And then, obviously in the film, in the film room, he's a really smart guy, and he's been in the same system for the last 12 years. So I learned a ton from him. And then you can kind of just take bits and pieces from everybody. You know, Matt Hasselbeck is a really good guy. He kind of took me under his wing, you know, helped me out a lot. And then obviously out here with Drew, I've got to, you know, work with him just one-on-one, you know, on the field. There's, with all of us out there, and you see the competitiveness in them, and that's really what makes them good. They expect, you know, to be perfect on every throw, to be perfect on every, you know, rep that they're doing on squat or bench or whatever. And so, it's awesome to be around, and I've definitely learned, a ton from those guys and just kind of taking the, bits and pieces from every guy.
You know, I've read some stories about Brady, and I feel like there's kind of this sense that, you know, he's got this perfect life. He's got, you know, the rings, the girl, the, you know, all this stuff. But that's kind of a misnomer, because, I mean, you could probably tell me from experience, but isn't he one of the hardest workers that there is in the NFL?
Yeah, he was a really hard worker. First guy to show up, last guy to leave, you know, studies a ton of film of himself, of defenses, obviously, that, you know, in the AFC East. And, he's definitely a very hard worker, as there are any of those guys. And that's really what, you know, what it takes to be successful at that level, at this level, is, you know, your commitment, hard work. I mean, you're up there from, you know, 5:30 in the morning, you're not leaving till 7 at night during the season. And so, I mean, it's, you definitely can see why those guys have had so much success and why they've had good careers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now that you're in Detroit, It seems like there's kind of a culture there, this kind of this younger movement. You know, obviously you've got Pettigrew, you've got Stafford, you got Ndamukong Suh, you got all these guys that were, you know, phenomenal college players, and they're kind of gathering all these assets. What's the quarterback culture like there with you, Drew Stanton, Sean Hill, and Stafford, you know, all being pretty young guys?
Yeah, it's good. You know, Sean's kind of the older guy of the group, and he kind of keeps the rest of us in line, I guess. But he's a great guy, and he's been a starter in the league. I mean, had a lot of success, and is a really good guy to learn from. And he's taught a lot to Matthew and Drew and I. But we all have a great relationship. I mean, we compete on the field, and then, you know, go play golf afterwards. And so it's a lot of fun being with those guys. But it's a good group. But he's kind of got their differences about their game, and it's a lot of fun.
So do you hang out with those guys a lot, or do you hang out with the other rookies last year, or Pettigrew, or who's
yeah,
kind of the?
Yeah, the quarterback's kind of, you know, no matter where you're at, whether I was in New England, Seattle, Detroit, the quarterbacks are always hanging out with, you know, each other, and so it's usually us. I hung out with Pettigrew a little bit during the season. Usually you kind of hang around like the younger guys, because there's usually those guys that are, you know, young and single, and then either you're young and single or you're married with about five kids. And you have no time. So it's there's only it feels like it's fewer and fewer of the young and single guys. So
doesn't Hasselbeck have doesn't Hasselbeck have five kids or something?
I think he has three.
Okay,
three little guys, and they're yeah. So it's kind of funny to, you know, you come into the league and you just were playing in college, and then, you know, you're talking to so-and-so, he's like, oh, I can't, I gotta, you know, go take my kid to soccer practice. So it sounds funny at first, but you kind of just have to get used to it, I guess.
Are you ever playing or practicing or whatever, and you kind of just step back and you're like, wow, I'm getting paid money to play football, you know, professionally. Was there that kind of that moment last year for you?
Not really. I don't know. I kind of just I haven't really had time to really even think about it. I've just been just kept on going, and it really didn't slow down from, you know, the end of really from the start of two-a-days, you know, before my senior year, all the way until, you know, this past January, our last game, it was just nonstop, you know, because we were training for the combine, and you get drafted, and you're up there mini camps, then you start, you know, then you start two-a-days and fall camp, and then it's the season. So it was kind of it was definitely a long year. It was a grind, but I'm having a ton of fun and just trying to work as hard as I can, and hopefully an opportunity.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Okay, you mentioned golf. I know you play a lot. Are you the best of the quarterbacks in Detroit?
Yeah, I would say so. I think you could tell them, and they would agree, because we've been out a few times. Matthew's pretty good. He's I'll usually get him by a few. Sean's and Drew kind of. He's not as into it as we are, so he kind of just goes out there to have fun.
Have you played, have you and Whedon played golf?
Yeah, Brandon and I, actually, I got Brandon's back started on golf, because he was, you know, playing baseball, and I was like, dude, let's play golf, and then, I got him out there, and then, the next thing you know, like, he couldn't get off the course, and he was playing every day, and then obviously he was on the team, on the golf team last year, which I was extremely jealous of. But we play quite a bit, and I played with them a couple weeks, or about a month ago. We played Carson, but we used to play a ton when we were in Stillwater.
Does he have to give you strokes, or who usually wins?
No, don't let him play that, because we're about even. We'll go back and forth. He's been playing a lot more than me right now, but I think I could still hang with them right now.
Well, maybe they need to just make the OSU quarterback position kind of an honorary golf team.
it's part of scholarship.
Yeah, exactly. So would you guys usually play Karsten or over in Cimarron?
No, we played. We used to play Cimarron. We'd play Lakeside. We went out to Lakeside a ton, kind of before my senior year that summer. And then whenever, you know, whenever I feel like forking over the dollars for Carson, I'll go play that. That's kind of tough to muster up.
What's the best round you shot at Lakeside?
At Lakeside?
Yeah.
I think I shot like 75 there.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, that course is kind of easy. It's kind of, it's almost deceiving because it's a short course. But yeah, I think 75 was one of my better ones.
Now, do you follow professional golf? I guess, you know, with all these OSU guys like Fowler and Mahand and Uline and all those guys, do you follow those guys any, or are you not really?
Yeah, I keep up with them quite a bit. I've played with Ricky a couple times, and I played with Peter and played with Verplank too. And so it's kind of fun just, you know, you see him playing, you know, right next to you, and then to see him, you know, doing so well and stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun. I got to know like the OSU golf team pretty well, like this off season. I was up there a bunch, kind of hanging with those guys. And so it's pretty unbelievable watching those guys just hit at the range even. I mean, you can definitely tell why they're so successful at OSU. So
yeah, it's a completely different game when you get out and watch those guys hit drives and hit their long irons and stuff. If you could play any course, I guess which one would you in the world? What would you choose to play?
Any course in the world? I mean, I think you'd have to say Augusta, but I mean, obviously that's extremely hard to get on. We're right by Torrey Pines, and I told myself I need to go play there before we leave. So
yeah, because that was
I think you'd have to say Augusta for sure. Well,
Torrey Pines was the, what was that, the 08 U.S. Open, I think, was there?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the one that Tiger won over Rocco. Now, have you been to Augusta?
Nope, I never have.
You need to get down there.
I was really close to going this year, and I was in Florida, and it kind of didn't work out. But, yeah, I definitely need to try to go see that.
Yeah, you need to get Whedon to hook you up, because whenever I was there this year and I saw him and a couple other guys there, so you need to you definitely need to do that. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, Whedon told me it's like TV just doesn't do it justice.
No, it doesn't at all, and it's incredible. And if you're tight with Boone, I think he's a member there, so maybe he can take you down and get around it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
I want to talk a little bit about OSU real quick, and I'll let you go. In your time there, what was kind of, I guess, what was kind of one game that stood out to you that as you were playing, you kind of knew that was, you know, that was going to be a special game. It was going to be an ESPN Classic type game. I guess, what was your favorite game that you played there?
God, man, that's tough. There's so many, but I think probably the one that sticks out is the Missouri one in 08 when we were, you know, we were like 15 or so, and they were, I think they were number two, about to be number one because OU had just lost or Texas had just lost, something like that. And going up to their place on, you know, a night primetime game on ESPN and winning that game was huge. And it kind of jump started what we were doing there and kind of put us on the map you know, we were ranked pretty high that year, and then obviously going into the next year we were as well. So it was, I think that kind of put us on the map. We were, you know, flirting around. I think we were 5-0, 6-0 at the time, but everybody kind of was still wondering if we were any good. And so that one definitely sticks out. You know, as far as you know, games that we won at OSU and during that season.
Is talking about Missouri? Is that one of the toughest places that you guys had to play at?
That was a pretty rowdy place, but I think you always have to say OU, and Texas A&M, just cause it's constantly, you know, they're constantly yelling there, but, those two places kind of stick out to me as the tougher ones. Nebraska, you know, we played there once and, you know, fortunately we were up, I think, you know, 35-0.
Yeah.
Before you know it. But it kind of, I think that took away from a little bit there, but yeah, it was definitely, I think I would definitely say those two.
Yeah. Who is, who's somebody that you still keep in touch with from, I guess a teammate from playing at OSU?
I talk to Whedon. We talk all the time. Andrew Mitchell, a lot. Yeah, there's quite a few guys that you know I talk to pretty regularly, but mostly Brandon. Brandon and I talk, you know, quite a bit still, you know, weekly and you know probably every few days. So
what was that relationship like? I guess obviously when you were starting and he was kind of the backup slash third string, I guess then. Did you get? I mean, was there a competition there? Were you guys, you know, pretty tied?
Yeah, you're always competing, you know, on the field, but. You know, it never got like that, but we were always, you know, you'd always be competing on the field, but I mean, we were like best friends off the field. I mean, we did everything together. And so, yeah, I mean, it's like that anywhere, you know, you're always going to have competition on the field, but you know, as soon as you are in the locker room, you know, hanging out with the guys, it's just, it's normal. And you're just, having a good time with those guys.
Was there any sense last year as, you know, obviously OSU won 11 games, had, or, you know, arguably the best season they've ever had. Was there any sense that kind of should have been your season in 2009 whenever, you know, Dez got knocked out, Kendall got hurt, you were a little bit hurt, or were you just happy for those guys?
No, I mean, I was definitely happy for them, but, you know, in 2009, it definitely, we thought that, you know, that was kind of going to be our year, and then, you know, we lose like Jamal Mosley and Damian Davis, Bo Bowling, you know, it was kind of, and then obviously Dez, Kendall, it was like Ori, it was just like boom, boom, boom. It like happened just so fast, that, you know, but, to be able to do what we did, you know, and obviously I was banged up, you know, for a lot of the year and just kind of it was frustrating more than anything because, we did have really high expectations, but, I was really proud of what they did last year and being able to do that with, you know, some people just, you know, nobody really giving OSU a chance last year was awesome. And I was tuned into every game and I was fired up, at their success.
Were you recruited by, who else were you recruited by besides Oklahoma State coming out of high school?
Colorado, Kansas State, Arizona State, and then OU, was on me kind of like later. I was actually committed to Kansas State for a while. And then Wyoming, there was like 10, 12 offers, I think.
Well, cause like most of your family or a lot of your family has gone to OU. Is that right?
Yeah, it was all my dad's side went to OU. All my mom's side went to OSU. And so it was funny cause it kind of came down the last, couple weeks in recruiting, it came down to those schools and I ended up going with my mom's side. So I was good. It was good to make her happy.
Yeah, I think that was probably a wise decision. Okay, last question. Everybody I have on, I ask about this. Twitter, you're new, obviously. Whedon helped you pick up quite a few followers last week. What do you think of it so far? Do you like it? Do you?
Yeah, it's all right. I've never really been like a big, like Facebook, like social media. Type of guy, kind of just hang out under the wraps. But I got talked into it by a couple of people, by Chase and a couple of guys. They pretty much made me get it. So yeah, it's fun. I don't get on there a whole lot, but I'm definitely having a little fun with it. And it's more fun to just see what other people are saying and kind of get your news through that way, whether it's CNN, you know, the ESPN stuff. So. Yeah, I like it. It's kind of fun.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because you kind of have this this bridge between fans and players, not to mention fans and media and players. There's kind of all these different connections being made. Whereas otherwise, you know, in the past, you used to just have newspapers or magazines or whatever. I don't know. Does that make it? Do athletes like that, or is that kind of like intrusive? Or
I think they kind of like it. I know I like it and hearing stuff from fans and being able to like keep up with them and they can kind of see what we're up to. And I know that if the fans enjoy it and we also like it, you know, hearing their support and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'd say it's good for both sides.
Well, I certainly appreciate it because it helped get you on the podcast today. So, well, Zach, I appreciate you coming on. You do a great job representing Oklahoma State, and I wish you the best this year, hopefully as the NFL gets underway. And get yourself out to the ESPYs and have a good time out there.
Okay, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Okay, we'll do it again sometime. Thanks, Zach.
All right, sounds good. I'll see
you. Okay, bye.